Mum. M. U. M. Mum is the word for charm. Yes, here's Dinah Shore, America's sweet swinging singer, chosen by the radio editors as the most popular girl singer on the air, brought to you by Bristol Myers Company, with a suggestion that you make Mum your word for charm. Ladies and gentlemen, Dinah Shore.
Thank you, Truman Bradley. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hiya, fellas.
Hiya!
Well, fine. It's always mighty wonderful to have a chance to say hello again to all you fellas in service on behalf of all us girls we left back home.
And what's the news from the home front this week, Dinah?
Well, I can tell you one thing, Truman. Since the boys went away, romance has been AWOL.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's the reason for the popularity of my first song. It's one I recorded a couple of weeks ago.
Dinah Shore sings, Not Mine.
It's somebody else's moon above, not mine. It's somebody else's night for love, not mine. A heart to someone else is a thing that meant to me. It's just a comic valentine. Let somebody else's tears be shed, not mine. Let somebody else's nose get red, not mine. I like playing solitaire, but until I can draw a pair, it's somebody else's moon up there, not mine. Let someone else's tears be shed, not mine. Let someone else's nose get red, not mine. I like playing solitaire, but until I can draw a pair, the moon I love belongs to somebody else, not me. It's somebody else's moon, not mine.
Very, very nice, Dinah.
Well, thank you, Truman. But, you know, I don't really think the girls at home are going to be too lonely. Not if what I saw last night up at the Hollywood USO Center is any indication.
No? Well, what'd you see, Dinah?
Well, I saw most of the fellas there busy sending messages to their girls back in the hometown.
All writing letters, huh? That's fine.
No, better than letters. They have a recording machine and a photographer up there. And the boys make records of their voices and smile for the birdie and send the finished product back home.
That makes sort of a talking picture from Hollywood.
Well, that's the idea, Truman. But some of the more bashful fellas asked for help on their records. So they had us singing and playing all evening. Sort of a USO hit parade with a top spot reserved for Sleepy Lagoon.
Well, encore, Dinah. If it's the winner on the USO hit parade, we'd like to hear it here.
A sleepy lagoon, a tropical moon, and two on an island. A sleepy lagoon and two hearts and two in some lullaby land. The firefly's glee reflects in the stream. They sparkle and shimmer. A star from on high falls out of the sky and slowly grows dimmer. The leaves from the trees all float on the breeze and dance on the ripples.
We're deep in a spell as nightingales tell of roses and dew. The memory of this moment of love will haunt me forever. A tropical moon, a sleepy lagoon, and you. La ra 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 ra. A sleepy lagoon and you.
Jimmy.
Yes, Helen?
When you get to camp, you'll write to me every once in a while, won't you?
Every once in a while. Heck, I'll write every day, Helen.
Oh, that'll be nice, Jimmy. Even if it's only a few lines.
Oh, well, a lot of times I guess that's about all it'll be. Probably something like, I am well, comma. It was warm today, comma. My feet hurt, comma. And I love you very much, period.
Oh, Jimmy.
Well, it appears that we've been eavesdropping on romance. And strange to say, it wasn't so long ago when Helen wondered if anybody would ever love her very much. Boys didn't seem to care much about her, and like many another girl, she couldn't quite understand why. And then she discovered a sure way to banish undaintiness, the Mum way. That's M-U-M, Mum, the famous underarm deodorant cream. And, well, the skies are a little brighter for her now, don't you think? Why don't you try Mum? Use it after every bath, for though your bath does take care of the past, you need Mum to safeguard your daintiness in the hours ahead. Or at any time, even after you're dressed, takes only 30 seconds with Mum, and you can be sure that it is protecting your daintiness all through a summer's day, a summer's evening. And it's always safe, does not irritate your skin or harm the fabric of your nicest dresses. That's why so many modern women, nurses and businesswomen and college girls, and so many alert men use Mum every day. Why don't you get a jar from the drugstore tomorrow and discover the sure way, the Mum way, for yourself?
Well, you all know our maestro Gordon Jenkins is one swell pianist, fine. But he must have a magician's bag of tricks, for right now he waves a wand and up pops a full-size accordion, which Gordon proceeds to play himself. In this novel arrangement of Sam, the Accordion Man. Play it, Sam. But what could I do to ask you for one more?
Well, I'd like to try another one, Diana.
I'd like to hear an imitation of a calliope on that accordion.
Okay.
Very, very good, Gordon. I'd say that was just about it, wouldn't you, Truman?
Oh, sure, it's fine, Diana, but what's this all about?
Well, that's the calliope on a good old-fashioned showboat. You see, we're making a little trip down the river, starting up at Louisville and coming down to Paducah and then on to Cairo and down the Mississippi.
Oh, I do get it, Miss Dinah. We're heading for New Orleans and some of that deep South rhythm.
Almost right, Truman, but not quite. On this trip, we're stopping off in my home state, Tennessee, tying up at Memphis. That's where the cotton is snow white and the songs are indigo blue.
Well, I surely can't believe you, Dinah.
Well, man, I don't ask you to take my word for it. Instead, I'd like to give you a sample, but right now. Honey, I've been down to Memphis town, where the people smile on you all the while. Hospitality, they were good to me. I couldn't spend a dime. I had the grandest time. I went out a-dancing with a Tennessee dear. A fellow there named Handy had a band you should hear. While those people swayed, all those darkies played real harmony. I never will forget the tune that Handy called the Memphis Blues. They got a fiddler there that always slickens his hair. Oh, Lordy, how he pulls on his bow. And when you hear that tune, listen to the trombone's crew. Oh, it sounds just like a sinner on revival day. That melancholy strain, that ever-haunting refrain, is like a darky moaning a song. Here comes that very part that wraps a spell around my heart. Oh, it sets me wild to hear that loving tune again. Those Memphis Blues.
Time for the mail call, and Dinah Shore sings the old favorite suggested in letters from the girls back home and addressed to the men in service.
That's right, Truman, and while this number didn't exactly bring in the most requests on the mail call this week, there have been a number of requests piling up in the last few weeks, and besides, it's a great favorite of mine. Fellas, it had to be you. It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who could make me be true. Could make me feel blue and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do for nobody else. Gave me a thrill down in my heart, dear. I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you. If you're feeling sunshine, drop the boys a line. Let's do it, girls, right now while you're thinking about it. When he lines up for his mail, be sure he gets a line from you.
Right you are, Dinah. I know you have another word or two, but first, just a reminder for you listeners. Won't you remember to make mum your word for charm? Get a jar of mum, that's M-U-M, mum, from your druggist tomorrow.
This is Dinah Shore saying goodnight. Goodnight to all you men in the service, from us girls you left behind. Goodnight, fellas. Night, girls. Goodnight, everybody.
Remember, next week, Dinah Shore, same station. Truman Bradley speaking.
This program came to you from Hollywood. This is the Blue Network.
KECA, Los Angeles.